To me. I'm driving home down Barnesdale Avenue, listening to my yodeling tapes, when the driver behind me starts furiously honking his horn. I decide to be a lady and let him pass. And what does he do? Pulls alongside, shouts obscenities that would make Joan Rivers blush, then speeds off down the street.
Who cares, Rose? I got my own problems.
Your own problems?
I can't find my lucky handkerchief.
Lucky handkerchief?
What the hell are you, a minor bird? I'm trying to get my kit together for a major bingo game, and it's not here. There's no way I can play without it. It's like Kareem without his goggles.
I'm sorry, Sophia. I'm just so upset.
You know, you would feel a lot better if you had shouted back at that bajigaloop.
Oh, I couldn't do that. I get so flustered in those situations.
Hey, a well-chosen gesture can be very effective. Maybe something like this.
Sophia, isn't that obscene?
No, they mean good health, have a nice day, and would you like to squeeze my concertina?
Dorothy, I don't understand. You spent the whole afternoon together and he still didn't ask you out. What did you do wrong?
Who didn't ask you out, Dorothy?
You got a phone book?
Frank Leahy, you know, the teacher I've been working with on the youth fair.
She's known him for 2 whole weeks, and he hasn't asked her out yet.
Look, I don't know him. We have spent exactly 2 Saturday mornings building display booths and painting signs. We're hardly close.
Maybe you could be if you'd ask him out. He's obviously too shy to ask you.
Maybe he just doesn't like her.
Thank you, Rose. Incidentally, you look fat.
Well, I say the time for subtlety has passed. If you want this man, go after him. Ask him out.
Oh, I don't know. I feel so awkward asking a man out on a date.
Well, you could always invite him here to dinner. That wouldn't seem as pushy.
Oh, that's a great idea, Rose. And then we can all check him out.
I don't think I can do it.
Oh, Dorothy, of course you can. Look here. Now, you be Frank, I'll be you. Okay.
Well, Frank, you know, I've been thinking, this is the 3rd Saturday of our relationship, and I don't even know what you like to eat. Why don't you come over for dinner this Saturday night and let me find out what whets your appetite?
And what are you serving for dessert, Blanche? Penicillin? I'll do it my own way.
If you do it your way, you better use Jane Fonda's body. Otherwise, it'll be just the 4 of us for dinner.
I'm sorry, I was just going to say that the sign seemed a little high on one side. How about a coffee break?
Sure. Hey, Tony, when one of you guys gets a chance, would you fix that sign? Seems a little high on one side.
Yeah, sure, Frank.
No. I notice a lot of your students call you Frank.
You don't approve?
Oh, no, on the contrary. I think anything other than yo teach is an educational breakthrough.
Well, I just think that formal titles can be very intimidating. This way, I'm just one of the guys.
You think a lot of these kids, don't you?
Oh, hey, so do you.
Well, I do, but I don't know. I sense a special dedication from you. It's nice. Well,
thanks, Dorothy. I've been at this a long time. I watch these kids grow. I know their families. I've been to their homes for dinner.
Really? You've been to their homes for dinner?
Well, of course, They spread a newspaper on the floor for me.
Right.
No, I'm kidding. You seem so amazed.
No, I'm not amazed. I just mean I think it's nice that you do that.
Oh, funny. I just assumed that you knew that I ate dinner.
I meant I think it's nice that you go to people's homes for dinner. How would you like to go home with me? I mean, for dinner. Now, maybe next week, or my roommates would love to meet you.
Sure, what's a good night?
Bingo night. Any other time, I'd have to introduce you to my mother.
But I still don't understand. The table looked fine, right where we always keep it.
Honey, the table looked fine, but with her complexion, those yellow garden lights make Dorothy look like Eric Severide.
Look out, St. Dominic. Sophia Petrillo feels lucky tonight.
Oh, right. Tonight's the big bingo game, isn't it?
The biggest. I got my lucky handkerchief. I can't lose.
Where did you find it?
In my bra.
Your bra? What was your lucky handkerchief doing in there?
I was blowing my breasts, Rose. I stuffed it in to give me cleavage. To turn on the butcher so I could get a decent piece of veal. And now, if you'll excuse me, there's an electric weed whacker at St. Dominic's with my name on it.
Now, Rose, listen, when we go out there for dinner, you be sure and sit on the far side of the table and I'll sit next to you.
Why?
Just in case somebody wants to play a little footsie.
Gee, that sounds like fun. I haven't played footsie in years. Charlie never wanted
to... Rose... Frank and Dorothy might want to play footsie.
Oh. Oh.
How do I look?
Beautiful.
Go back and change. Oh, honey, that outfit might be all right for a gay funeral in New Orleans, but it's too much too subtle for this evening. Dorothy, put on something flashy. Something colorful.
That's really not me, Blanche.
I know, honey, but take a chance. Be a woman.
It's an awful lot to ask, Blanche, but I'll try.
Good. Go on. All right, Rose, come on. Let's go see about supper. Come on.
Blanche, don't you think you might be pushing Dorothy a little hard?
No, and I need all your help, and she needs all your help, too. You know, she's not going to have too many chances. She doesn't have my beauty or your... We'll help you next week. The point is, she practically glows every time she speaks his name.
Do you think Dorothy's in love?
Well, she's very definitely smitten. And with a little help from us, I think she can fire Cupid's arrow into the tushy of love.
The tushy of love? For some strange reason, I find that provocative.
You really ought to date more, Rose. That must be him. All right, honey, why don't you heat up the rolls and cool yourself down?
Good
evening. Good evening, Father. My, my, this must be an important cause. Don't you usually make the nuns ask for money?
I'll get my purse.
I'm Frank. I'm here to see Dorothy.
You're the hunk? I mean, forgive me, Father. That is, forgive my language. Not in your official capacity. I'm not even a Catholic. I'm a Baptist, and you can't forgive us Baptists. Sweet Jesus, why am I babbling? I meant that in all due reverence. I never take the Lord's name in vain. Oh, God, now I'm lying to a priest. Why don't you just come on in and sit down? I'm Blanche. I'm Dorothy's roommate. Would you get the door?
Dorothy's told me a great deal about you.
Well, she seems to have left out one itty-bitty detail about you.
That I'm a priest.
Uh-huh.
She didn't know.
What, you think you were just a boring dresser?
She's just never seen me in cleric's clothing.
I didn't know you priests could take your clothes off.
We do a lot of things real people do.
Except for one very important thing. Boy, is that going to put a hitch in Dorothy's plans.
Hello, I'm Rose Nyland. You must be Frank. It's a pleasure to finally meet you.
Well, thank you, Rose. It's very nice to meet you, too.
Dorothy's done nothing but talk about you for weeks.
Rose.
Every time she mentions your name, she practically glows.
Rose.
I think she's really very smitten with you.
Rose.
He's a priest, isn't he?
Yes.
I'm so sorry Helltown was canceled.
Frank, I'm sorry. Please tell me that's a Nehru jacket.
No, it's not.
Rose, let's go heat up the lasagna. Come on. Come on.
Why didn't you tell me it was Father Leahy?
Well, I assumed you knew.
No, I didn't. I mean, frankly, I'm a little embarrassed.
Yeah, well, me too. Well, what difference does it make? We can still be friends, can't we?
Of course we can. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, well, so am I. You look lovely tonight.
I look like the mother of a solid gold dancer.
Dorothy, I'm sorry about this misunderstanding.
I know. It's all right.
Okay, everybody. We're ready to serve the appetizers.
Come on, Frank. We're eating out on the lanai.
Now, exactly where am I supposed to sit again?
Oh, anywhere you damn well, please. What the hell difference does a knife make? Oh, so first you were a teacher, and then you decided to become a priest.
Actually, first I went to medical school for a year. Then I quit and became an assistant basketball coach. Then I became a teacher. Then came the priesthood.
What do you think you'll do next?
Would anybody care for more coffee? I have another pot brewing.
Oh, yes, let me give you a hand, Dorothy. Excuse me.
You know, black is your color. Did that influence your decision to enter the priesthood?
Well, it wasn't exactly the evening I'd planned, but it turned out to be pleasant enough.
Frank is a very special person, isn't he?
Yes, he certainly is, and he obviously thinks the same about you.
Of course he does. We're friends.
Dorothy, I hesitate to say this, but something in Frank's eyes says to me he thinks of you as more than just a friend.
Blanche, the man is a priest.
The man's a man.
I'm not going to listen to this.
Dorothy, listen, I know what I'm talking about because I was in a very similar situation once, and he was a man of the cloth. Oh, totally dedicated to his vocation, or so he said. But his eyes told me he was dedicated to me. Now, we both knew it was wrong, and we fought our feelings with every bone in our hot, long, and writhing bodies. But finally, it was just too much for us, and we gave up and checked into a Best Western.
You had an affair with a priest?
Priest? I didn't say he was a priest. I said he was a man of the cloth. He was a fabric salesman. You know, we never made love again after that, but he did cover my lazy boy for free.
Wonderful, Blanche.
The point is, something in his eye says he wants you, and I think he means it in the biblical sense.
I will not listen to this. Coffee's ready. Ma, your bingo game's over already?
It wasn't a game. It was a travesty. They call four lousy numbers, and boom, Gloria Rossi's a winner. Six more numbers, Seal Kessler's jumping up and down, shouting, I'm rich, I'm rich. Of course, she also does this every Thursday morning on the boardwalk to attract men. Frankly, I think the whole thing was fixed. That's why I told Father Donatelli I'm going to ask Hugh Downs to investigate. I guess they sent you over to shut me up.
Ma, this is Father Leahy. He had dinner with us tonight.
Oh, pleased to meet you. What happened to your date?
Father Leahy is her date.
Come here. Dorothy, sometimes a mother gets a little busy and forgets to tell her daughter everything she needs to know. So I'm telling you now, don't date a priest, it's bad luck.
Ma.
Trust me on this one. What happened to me at bingo tonight was no accident.
I didn't realize how late it was. I really should be going. Thank you all. I had a wonderful time.
Oh, it was nice meeting
you. And I'll see you on Saturday at the youth fair.
Well, I was just hoping we could have dinner before that. I have something I wanted to talk to you about.
Oh, sure. What is it?
Well, thanks to you, I'm on the verge of making a very important decision. I'm thinking of leaving the church. Good night.
I thought I heard you up.
I couldn't sleep. I had a horrible nightmare.
Oh, well, tell it to me. I'm awful good at interpreting dreams.
I was a contestant on the dating game, and I won. I went around the corner to meet the bachelor who picked me, and it was the Pope.
Boy, that is a tough one. Oh. Where'd you go on the date?
Oh, forget it. Good night, Blanche. Rose, what are you doing out? I thought you were asleep.
I went out to get provisions. I figured we'd be up all night talking.
I'm going to bed.
She doesn't feel like talking.
But I got chocolate macadamia nut cheesecake and run raisin ice cream.
Oh, all right. Start cutting, you scoop.
Ah, that's my girl. So, did you decide what you're going to do?
No. Oh, my luck. The first really wonderful guy I've met in a long time, and he turns out to have a more serious involvement.
With whom?
Pam Dauber. The church. Or at least he did until he met me.
You know, you take the religious aspect out of this, and it's really quite romantic. A man giving up everything for the woman he loves, kind of like the story of the Duke and Duchess of Windsor.
Or the story of Rose and Charlie Nyland.
You know, when I think of one, I automatically think of the other.
When Charlie and I started dating, I got the feeling that his folks didn't like me. That's when I decided to get to the bottom of things, and I found out about the ancient feud between the Nylands and the Gerkleckner-Bygans. That was my mother's maiden name.
Gerkleckner-Bygan?
Originally, it was Gerkleckner-Bygan-Hofstetler-Frau. But they shortened it, because most of my mother's family were in show business. Anyway, when Charlie told them that we were going to get married, they forbade it. They said they'd disown him if he married a
Gerkleckner-Bygan.
Right. And he'd lose his share of the family tiled grout fortune. He didn't care. He told them he loved me more than grout.
Must have been a tough choice for old Charlie.
I thought I heard voices. Now I see that only two of them are God-fearing.
Ma, will you get off my back? I feel bad enough.
You? What about me? 81 years I've eaten fish on Friday, even when the Pope told me I didn't have to. I go to Mass. I light candles. I say novenas. And for what? So we could all be flushed down the toilet because my daughter insists on going out with Father Happy Pants.
Ma, you're not making it any easier.
Look, Dorothy, in the end, only you can decide what's right for you. And whatever decision it is, I'll stand by it.
Thanks, Ma.
Just remember, make the wrong decision, you'll burn in hell forever. Sleep tight, pussycat. I'm not here to confess, Father. I did that a day and a half ago. At my age, how much can I sin? What, I had an impure thought? I'd kill to have an impure thought. That would be two sins. But now I'm telling you your business. Let me get to the real point of my visit. It's about you and my daughter. I know everything, and frankly, I'm not thrilled. course, if you want to break your mother's heart and leave the priesthood, that's between you and the Vatican. But there are a few things you should know about Dorothy before you get carried away.
So, Frank, have you made your decision?
I think I can serve God and the church better as a teaching priest at St. Helens instead of a parish priest here.
Well, we're going to miss you around here.
Look, I know priests are men and they have urges. What is it, lust? It'll pass. I do without you. Get used to it. Get cable TV.
Lots of luck.
Thanks.
Frank.
Dorothy, what are you doing here?
I have a little free time between classes.
So you just drove 18 miles across town?
Okay, so I wanted to talk to you. I didn't want to wait until Thursday.
The thought that I might be responsible for the decision you're making was too much.
Dorothy, this is crazy. It's not like you pushed me toward this decision. You didn't even know I was thinking about it.
Blanche did. She saw it in your eyes.
My eyes?
Frank, you're a very special person. I knew that the moment I met you, and I realized you felt the same way about me, and I can't tell you how flattering that is. I mean, at this stage of a woman's life, to have someone instantly feel that spark for her is a dream come true. All right, maybe in the dream he wouldn't be a priest. But that doesn't make it any the less flattering. But it does make it a lot more complicated. So, Frank, you cannot go through with this.
Dorothy.
No, no, no. It's a mistake that we would both regret for the rest of our lives. No matter how strongly you feel, Frank, I cannot let you leave the priesthood for me.
What?
I understand how hurt you must feel. All right, maybe I don't understand exactly.
I'm sorry, Dorothy, but our relationship seems to be one misunderstanding after another.
Misunderstanding?
I'm not leaving the priesthood. I'm leaving the church. This church.
But, well, if you're not leaving the priesthood, then I've just made a complete ass of myself. Excuse my language, Father, but as an English teacher, I can tell you that's the most appropriate description.
No, it's not.
Oh, how can you say that? I created an entire relationship in my imagination.
Oh, it wasn't in your imagination. There is something special between us. We appreciate each other. That's why you could help me see where I could do the most good. As a teaching priest.
Well, it's taken me a little while, but I think I've got it.
All right, listen. Your silence is deafening. I didn't want to whip this one out, but I have no choice. She's been divorced. You know the rule book. We're talking eternity here.
And are we still on for dinner Thursday night?
Yes, but wait, just so there won't be another misunderstanding, who is buying?
How about Dutch treat?
Great. I'll see you Thursday.
Dorothy. Thanks.
It's like you didn't hear a word I said.